Schedules are there for a reason, but sometimes you may find a need to throw that schedule out the window. That's kind of what happened on Maui. David Ward, the dance director for Seabury Hall, shared with us why he is staging Catch Me If You Can. You may know it as a film starring Leonardo DiCaprio, but it's also a play that needs a lot of male actors.
I loved your pitch. I can just see these young boys saying, "Please, Mr. Ward, I want to sing and dance."
Can you believe it? I know.
So how could you say no?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we only do a musical every other year at Seabury because we're a small school. And, you know, it takes a lot on both the students and the staff when we're putting together one of these big musicals. And last year we did Anything Goes. And really, for the very first time, I had 15 boys audition last year. And, I mean, that is like so unheard of. I'm lucky to get 6 or 8 and, you know, to come out for a musical. And it was awesome. It was a big success. The kids were incredible. So then after the show, they were so inspired, they just started coming up to me really individually around campus. Oh, come on, please, let's do one next year, you know. So, and because half of them are seniors this year, I just thought, there is no way I can pass up this opportunity, right? So me and my vocal director, Molly Shad, started searching for kind of the perfect vehicle, you know, that would be male-centric and really for the first time promote the men, the young boys in musicals rather than focusing on, you know, women, strong women's roles, because of course that's what we usually have. So it's been really fun to find this show, to decide on Catch Me If You Can, which is a great story with phenomenal music. We are both just so in love with the musical score to this show. It's so much fun.
Well, I'm not familiar with the music, but I know about the film.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also, that's the other thing. It's a, you know, everyone knows the, or, you know, saw the movie, or many people. So it's a true story. You know, I love the period, of course, the 1960s, the costumes and so on. But the music, the team was Mark Scheinman and Scott Whitman, and they were the same team who wrote Hairspray. And their lyrics and their music are just so smart and really clever.
So for folks who aren't familiar with the film or the musical, the story in a nutshell is what?
Well, it's about this young boy, Frank Jr. Abagnale, who he ran away from home when he was like 16, 17 years old, and he went to New York because there was family difficulty going on at home. And he just became one of the most recognized con men ever, right? So he ended up figuring out a way to live and survive by cashing fraudulent checks. I think he ended up cashing a total of over $2 million worth of fraudulent checks. But more importantly, he ended up changing his identity, and he became an airline pilot. He became a doctor. He became a lawyer, all just by having people believe, you know, the way he convinced people that that's who he was without any experience. I mean, he spent a year traveling around as a co-pilot for Pan Am Airlines. I mean, this is kind of an unbelievable story.
So I imagine it's a hit with the kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, just the boys, there's FBI agents. There's,
Men in
you know,
Black.
There's all these airline pilots. You know, it just is, it really is. The boys love the characters in this show.
So, I mean, I recall a time when, you know, everybody on the stage was all male, right? You had males playing women's parts way back when.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, sure. When you go back to Shakespeare and all of that sort of stuff. But even honestly, you know, I've been doing musical theater for 35 years. And when I'm trying to find a show to do, I struggle because most shows, most musicals are still male dominant, right? There may be 2 female roles and 7 male roles or, you know, something like that, like 4 male roles to 2, you know, to 2. So to find shows that are, you know, that have a lot of women's parts in it is not easy necessarily. And, but I, you know, you manage, you do MAME, you do Hello Dolly, you know, there's a lot of them that are out there that do have strong female characters. And so it was really fun to kind of finally go to a place where I could focus on a strong male cast. Yeah.
So I imagine, though, it's pretty neat because, as you mentioned, these young boys are seniors now. They'll be graduating. This is kind of one nice little memory for their senior year they can tuck away.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to say, one of the things that I think is going to happen from this show that I'm just sensing right now, I mean, half the cast are seniors, and of course I've got some freshman, sophomore, junior boys as well. I have 13 boys in the cast. But because there's been 2 years in a row with this much enthusiasm, and we have such, I can just feel the buzz from the student body who are going to come and see this show. I really believe it's just going to, you know, just convince other young men that it's okay to sing and dance and act and get out there and do musical comedy. So, I mean, these guys are doing such a service. Not only are they having a great life experience, but they're really opening the door for other boys. And I just would like to just kind of segue into something that I think is really important that these boys are learning in this show. You know, we're doing this 1960s show, not unlike a show on television like Mad Men or something, where women are often portrayed, you know, on the sexist side, right? They're often the secretaries, the stewardesses, the nurses in the show, which in this particular show. And so it's really brought up some fantastic conversation. So although we're looking at this as a period of time in the 1960s, the conversations the cast are having about how young women are treated and where what they're, you know, how they were portrayed back then, it's just really been great. I feel like there's been so much growth, and the boys have really heard and listened to these young women speak about, you know, how things are progressing and how they want to be empowered. And so we're trying to keep it as a historic time thing, but also look at how can we change? How can we do this better as we move forward?
The mark of a wonderful educator, a teaching moment. You seize them where
exactly.
You see them.
I hope so.
And so as far as what goes forward, I mean, it's like, oh, gulp, like, what did we do 2 years in a row? Yeah, you have your Wheaties?
Yeah,
are you going to be able to do this next year?
I'm sorry, say that again?
So are you going to be able to do this next year?
No. I am clearly going to take a break next year because I also try and do, every other year, I try and do this a community dance festival where we invite different groups from all over the island to perform. And so I have to kind of pick and choose. I can only do so many productions a year and still, you know, I have a family, I have a job, I have a life. But no, I am so passionate about musical theater. This summer, the school gave me some professional development money. I was able to spend a month in New York studying. I did some Broadway theater workshops. I saw 12 Broadway shows. You know, I came back. I'm so inspired. I could really actually do this again next year. I love working with these kids. I love seeing them step outside their comfort zone. And, you know, Seabury Hall has been so supportive of our program here. So, yeah, I mean, although I'm tired and I say I don't want to do it again next year, honestly, you ask me, you know, 3 weeks after the show and I could. I would.
Well, it sounds like you're having a terrific time, and I'm sure the boys are just grateful that they'll be able to sing and dance, Mr. Ward.
Well, yes, and thank you so much, really, for taking the time to talk to me about this and your support of arts education in Hawaii and local theater. I'm really grateful.
All right. Well, it's our pleasure. And we wish you luck. Break a leg.
Thank you.
We're talking to David Ward, the dance director of Maui's Seabury Hall. The upcoming production of Catch Me If You Can opens on Friday, November 15th at the school's campus in Makawao. Go to hawaiipublicradio.org for more information about the show.